Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today, how to get your outdoor gear certified as bear resistant, and how 3D printing could turn the fashion world upside down. Well, if you make equipment for outdoor use, you need to prove to customers that your product is tough enough for whatever nature has in store. More specifically, if a manufacturer of outdoor gear wants to market its product as bear resistant, there's one way to know for sure. You have to have it tested by grizzly bears. Here's how to do it from Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey. Harriet, what's this about?
What this is about is there's a center in West Yellowstone, Montana, just outside of Yellowstone National Park, called the Grizzly and Wolf Discovery Center. And this is a wildlife park where they also have a very interesting testing program. And if you manufacture trash cans or coolers or various types of outdoor gear, you can take it to this center and give it to the bears, essentially. And the bears will bash it around and see if it really is as bear-resistant as you might hope.
Wow. So you put some sort of food in it, I guess, right?
Yep. Bears' favorite treats are fish, anchovy paste. They also like peanut butter, meat, vegetables. They have an amazing sense of smell. I'm told they can smell things 18 miles away.
Wow.
So as soon as the trash can or the cooler gets into their habitat, they will sniff it out and they will use all their brute strength to try and get into that cooler and into that treat.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Harriet Torrey. She's got a piece called Nice Trash Can. Let's see what the bears think. All right, so how does it happen? A manufacturer calls up the bear testing area and says, I have a cooler I want to try. And what, they pay a fee to get in there, or how does it work?
They do. They pay a $500 fee, and to pass the test, the product has to survive 60 minutes of contact time. So, normally the contact time with a bear will be videoed. So if a bear comes along and plays around with it for 20 minutes and then gets bored and gives up, and that will stop the clock, and then another bear might come over and have another go at it. So it's got to be a full 60 minutes of contact time with a bear. And the damage to the object has to measure less than an inch and a half in diameter. And if it's a trash can, the latch mechanism also has to work after the bears are finished with it.
Who's this grizzly called the Destroyer that you wrote about?
So this is a bear called Kobuk, and Kobuk and his sister Akina are both based at the center, and they've been there for quite a number of years. Their mother and their siblings, together with their mother and their siblings, they broke into a chicken coop, and unfortunately the farmer shot the mother. So these bears were orphaned and they were taken into the center at a young age. So they've been there for a long time and they have a great deal of practice. And Kobuk is called the Destroyer because he's surprisingly dexterous with his paws. And he's very good at finding flaws in design and finding weak spots, and he'll just manipulate with his claws or with his teeth. And he's quite the feared examiner at the center. Yeah.
Can you request to take your product there on the Destroyer's off day?
I don't actually know. It's a good question.
How else do they test? Like I always envision a bear just pressing down on something with his front paws and just popping it open, whether it's a garbage can. What else can they do?
Oh, they do all kinds of things. One of their favorite maneuvers is known as the CPR maneuver, and this is where they get up on their hind legs and they will pump down as if they're doing chest compressions. They'll pump down on the side of a cooler or a trash can to try and split it open. They also will throw it around, push it downhill. They might drop it on a rock to try and get in there. I saw a bear dragging a cooler through a sort of water fountain. And, of course, then they will also get their teeth and their claws and just try and prize open, prize off the lids. Yeah, do whatever they can. There's a lot of ingenuity.
I can imagine. Thanks, Harriet. It's Harriet Torrey, Wall Street Journal reporter. Coming up next, what 3D printing is doing to the fashion industry. Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. processors. Explore the XPS 13 at dell.com/radio. We'll finish with this. With the rise of new technologies, fashion startups like Feats are changing the way goods are ordered, made, and sold. Good story in the New York Times. The assembly line at Feats, that's F-E-E-T-Z, has 100 humming 3D printers that make shoes in San Diego. Each printer can be reset to make different sizes and takes up to 12 hours to make a pair of shoes. The company, which recently started selling its shoes, has only 15 employees. 38-year-old CEO Lucy Beard, a former actuary, envisions a day when shoes will be printed in under an hour. She says Feats has a 50% profit margin on every pair. They're made of recycled material and cost $199. Another angle here, consumers with hard-to-find sizes will find shopping simpler, thanks to 3D printing. Traditionally, manufacturing is the most expensive part of the retail supply chain, but the Times says the beauty of instant, customized fashion is that goods can be made at a lower cost and more quickly, yet in a personalized style. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as on places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration, and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.